I'm Ann Davis. This is Desert Air, a show that tells the stories of the many Las Vegases, not just the party up front and business in the back, but everything in between, too. In this episode, we are going the party route, exploring some of Vegas's best new love songs. From romantic R&B ballads to spacey synth tracks, our music critics Aaron Duran Valle and Gabby Davila Ortiz have your sentimental recommendations. Here, they share them with Nevada Public Radio's Christopher Alvarez.
Eric, Gabby, welcome to Desert Air.
Great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So, Eric, I don't think we can talk about love songs without mentioning some smooth R&B soul, you know, the kind that might just set the perfect tone for an intimate evening, if you know what I mean. So tell us about your first pick.
So this is Twin Flames by Baby Moon. She's a local singer-songwriter. This is just like a very, like you said, smooth song. It's got a lot of the traits of R&B. You know, it's got like those kind of really lush melody, you know, with these really full bass parts and stuff. And this is a song where like I feel like the lyrics, you know, are really strong, you know, just about like romance, and like the lyrics jump between, you know, being erotic, but also like kind of like desperate. It's a very unashamed, very pronounced song about being like falling in love with someone and just like full unabashed infatuation in the best way possible.
The things that we've all experienced before.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a little bit of Baby Moon's Twin Flames from her EP 444. Yeah, that, jeez.
Yeah.
I love that guitar. It's very 70s-ish.
Very, very 70s, you know, very, reminds me a little bit of the newest album from this band called Cannons. You know, a lot of like these really just like fat bass and like funky guitars. But like this is a little more calm because it's a lot more of a sentimental song.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Now, Gabby, your first pick is from a post-punk band we featured before on Now Hear This. The band is called Past Self,
woo-hoo,
and they're unique in that they paint their faces and adopt like this Korean goth aesthetic. Some of their lyrics are in Korean as well. Why did this song call out to you?
Well, I've been a fan of like Past Self for a while already. I'm a fan of post-punk. So when I was like listening to their music and reading the lyrics, it just really spoke to me because I'm a hopeless romantic, you know? I love a nice little love song. So like, what their song is saying, even though it's in Korean, it's about like soulmates, you know, and like wanting to give up your life for someone in a like a moment of chaos because you know that at the end of the day you're gonna find each other again in every lifetime. And I think that's so romantic. So
here's a snippet of Past Self's Pu Kochiro. Quite ethereal, I would say. Now, Eric, the days of people writing letters to each other, as romantic as that was, is kind of over. I mean, don't tell anyone. I'm Gen Z, so I don't know the first thing about sending a letter. Like, I think you have to put a stamp on it or something. Anyway, this next song is literally called Write You a Letter. What made you pick this one?
Yeah, so I really like High Sierra Club. You know, they exhibit just a really high quality of production on all of their songs. This is like their music, it sounds like it's meant to be played on a big festival stage. You know, like really strong guitars, you know, very groovy bass lines. This song specifically, yeah, like I like the idea, you know, we have so many ways to talk to each other now. Instant messaging, you know, text messaging, calling, video chats, you know, Discord servers, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like this person, you know, the speaker in this song, like they hate being apart from this person so much that they will, whatever way that they can find to connect to them, they will. And so, like, that includes snail mail, like, you know, still writing a letter. And, like, it's kind of, it is very romantic to take the time to sit down, handwrite something, and then figure out how to take a stamp and put it on an envelope. It's really not that hard, Christopher.
Whoa, okay. You're right.
You know, if you take it to the post office, they'll help you. You know? Is that too much human interaction?
Look, I love the self-checkout line, okay, mm-hmm. when I go to Walmart or Target.
Fair enough. But also, I want to say this song includes a sample from SpongeBob SquarePants, and it goes right into a guitar solo, and it's one of the best things I've ever heard.
Here's a little bit of Write You a Letter by Hi Sierra Club. I just want to love aloud. I'll write you a letter I don't know what about. But I feel better when you're around. And I hate it when you go. Patrick, I can't. I have school today.
What am I supposed to do all day while you're at school?
I don't know. What do you normally do when I'm gone?
Wait for you to get back.
Ah, that's like 2009 YouTube poop right there. Yeah.
I also love music. The emo delivery, vocal delivery is great too.
Very emo. Yeah.
Now, Gabby, your next pick honestly had me lying down on my bedroom floor and staring at the ceiling with extreme melancholy last night. It also reminds me of early 2000s rock for some reason. Mm-hmm. But this song tackles a form of love and longing that's not necessarily directed at someone else. It's kind of more inward. Tell me about it.
This song is a little bit, like you said, different from like a traditional love song, because I felt like with the way that Reina talks about music, like her music is mostly about like feeling nostalgic about different parts of your life. So with this song, she's kind of just like looking back at the parts that made her. Like she talks about her parents and the house that she grew up in. And that's just like, I don't know, it felt like a love song to herself and who she's like becoming and who she was in the past.
Here's a sample of Reina Yasmin's Into Dust. As someone who likes to dwell on the past sometimes, this one hits home, for sure.
It just hits, you know?
Yeah.
Getting a lot of cranberries from that.
Mm. You know,
yeah.
It's like very big.
Definitely.
Like, yeah.
Eric, your last song also had me lying on my bedroom floor, but at some point I started floating because of the song's sort of spacey vibes. It reminded me a little bit of Beach House with some 80s programmed drums, but what kind of love story does this one talk about?
Well, it's the end of a love story. You know, I don't know if it was Oscar Wilde who said it, but it's like, if you want a happy ending, it depends where you stop the story. And so this is Gate of Tears by the Red Sea. And it's more of like, kind of like dwelling on what went wrong in a relationship. You know, I wanted to make this a little interesting, you know, let's add a kind of a end of love song.
Right.
And so it's kind of in the dream pop kind of shoegaze tradition, like you said. So, you know, a lot of like distorted, very echoey vocals, which like that aspect of the dream pop shoegaze genre I kind of really like, because sometimes you end up projecting what you hear into it instead of like what was written. And that kind of makes the song a little richer. It's like a Rorschach, you know, kind of inkblot.
Sure.
But this one, a lot of times when we talk about heartbreak or like lost love, it's like someone did something wrong or, you know, like something happened. This is kind of more just like, kind of more tragic, and it's like we're still two people trying to figure things out. So it's kind of like this song, yeah, it feels almost like walking through a sea, like two people who are separate from each other trying to navigate this ocean. So, yeah.
Here's a snippet of the Red Sea's Gate of Tears. So we say our goodbyes. You cry, don't know what.
Thank you.
Have you guys ever seen that meme of the little boy like with glasses and like a jacket like in the club just grooming? That's what I thought about.
it's kind of, you know, like it's the same thing with like past self and like post punk. It's like music that's very depressing but like makes you want to dance.
It does.
You know, kind of like Joy Division or like New Order.
That's right. Now, Gabby, we'll end with a Prince-inspired track that you picked. I don't know if you can get more romantic or sensual than Prince, but this one's probably the most lustful of all the tracks highlighted today. Tell me about it.
Honestly, when I was approached about doing this, Chabrielle was actually the first one I thought of, because when we got coffee one day, we were talking about songwriting, and she was saying that like we need more love songs, you know, out in the world, not just like about heartbreak. So when she released this song, I was like, this is perfect, you know, because just like Prince songs, there's a lot of like double entendre. So if you look at it like at face value, it just seems like more of like, yeah, lust and like wanting someone like physically. But the way that Chabrielle wanted it to come off as is like as a prayer, like for love, someone that like actually sees you for who you are, you know, and understands you and doesn't just want you for like the outside, you know. Even though it may come off as like, you know, like a fantasy kind of love story, but it's like, it's just someone that wants something so pure,
right.
You know?
This is Chabrielle's Figgy Palm. Those drums.
I was about to say that drum machine is great. That's where it becomes the Prince song.
That's right.
That's really good.
Well, that's all the songs we have time for today. You can find this installment of Now Hear This and previous installments at desertcompanion.com. Gabby, Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Nevada Public Radio's Christopher Alvarez speaking with musician Eric Duran Valle and AstroMag founder Gabby Davila Ortiz about the local love songs they're loving now. And this is Desert Air, the best of Desert Companion magazine for your ears. And it's all done by the talented folks at Nevada Public Radio. You're able to hear this without ads because of listener support. You can find more on this story and how to keep others like it coming at knpr.org. I'm your host, Ann Davis. Thanks for listening.